What's up, beautiful people? This is Mr. No Excuses with my man, Jamie.
Yo, what's going on?
And this is another episode of the Hidden Truths Podcast, where we provide therapy through conversation, restoring community advocacy and trust one conversation at a time. So today we got a guest in the building with a special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sweetheart.
Hey, I'm Chelsea.
All right. So this is Miss Chelsea, one of my boy Jamie's co-workers. She got on her lovely Christmas attire today. Rocking out with the best. All right.
That is the ugliest sweater I've ever seen.
Well,
did you win an award for that?
I actually probably left a little early, but I think I was going to be first place for my ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh, so that was part of an ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just your...
This is just not my wardrobe now.
So what's the thing with the ugly Christmas sweater? Like, why is that so popular to have an ugly Christmas sweater?
You know, I'm not really sure.
Me either.
I think it's just tradition, but I love it. I find the ugliest one I can find each year. I kind of collect them.
I think it's a reason why some people can pull out the sweaters that they think are dope but really ugly and then wear it without being clowns. So, I mean, you know, I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, look kind of 80-ish, 90-ish, Carl Winslow-ish.
But,
okay.
But I would like it, though.
Not just yours, but any ugly Christmas sweater.
Very festive, and since we're in the Christmas spirit, you know, because we know it is Christmas time around these parts. Any special plans for Christmas, Miss Chelsea?
No, not really. I'm going to just hang out in Charlotte. You know, my dad's birthday is Christmas Eve, so we're going to do something for him. And that's pretty much it. What about you?
No presents under the Christmas tree or nothing like that?
So, actually, no. My family's a little bit different. Some years we celebrate, some years we don't. This is a don't. So, I get to have all my coins.
So, y'all flip a coin and be like, oh, heads, no presents.
No presents. So, it just takes all the pressure off. We can chill. You can have your little funds this year. You got to go shopping.
So, do you alternate years or do you choose which year you're going to do it? How does that work?
I believe it's not a set thing, but we kind of pick, like, by I would say September. Are we doing it this year or are we not doing it this year? But so gotcha. Far it's been about every other year.
Look at that bank account now. We ain't doing it this year.
Yo, about September, you know what it's gonna be.
Now we're gonna have to wait till income tax time. You know what I'm saying?
Push Christmas to February 15th out there.
pretty much.
What about you, E-Money? Any plans?
Nah, no major plans. I'll probably go back to the Burg, Lawrenceburg, North Carolina, that is. For the folks who don't know, we call it the Burg. But that's where some of my family is, so I'll probably go back there and kick it with them probably 1 or 2 days.
910?
What you know about the 910?
I'm from Lumberton. Yes, that's where I was born.
Okay. So what high school you go to?
Oh, I grew up in Charlotte, though, 704, but yeah.
Okay, you said that real quick.
Nine Dime was my birthplace, 704 raised.
Okay. I've been to 704 for about 10, but I still got my roots in the 910. So before we jump into today's topic, Joe, you got any community spotlights you want to shout out?
Yes, I actually do. My barber, Reggie, he cuts, he has his own shop over on University. It is by the Trader Joe's on Mallard Creek and Solar Salons. It's the only Reggie in there. He has his own spot, home booth. So, look, he gives the dopest cuts, keeps my line fresh every week. So, you know, I try to, you know, give him a shout out because he does look out for me and all the brothers out here that still has a hairline and some that don't. So if you get a chance, definitely go see him. He goes by appointments only. He's under, I can shout out his number and give it to you guys and let you know when you can reach him. Right now, his number is 704-726-0737. So, yeah, definitely check him out. Also, you can see him on Style Seat. He does his appointments through Style Seat. So, if you ever want to book an appointment for whatever, you definitely can see him. His name in Style Seat is Reggie Richardson, tailor-made cut. So, definitely check him out. Get a fresh cut. Line up before you go out on a date for the holidays, whatever you need to do.
that Christmas and New Year shape up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the name of the shop, what did you say the name of the shop was?
It's called Solar Salons. It's a shop where you basically have your own like booth or okay. own place to go. So he cuts out of there, so he has his own business, and I'm very proud of him. Been going to him about 7 years now, so.
Dedicated.
Well, you know, you can't just go to anybody these days now. You ever change up your hairstylist? What?
No, I don't do that. It's exactly. Risky.
Hey, that's some risky. Of the that's one of the most committed relationships anybody ever has.
Who you telling? I mean, one time I couldn't go to and went somewhere else and was pissed. Like, yo, you can't cut, brother. Like, man.
Yeah, I done been to some jacked up barbers before. I have one side of my shape up about 2 centimeters, the other side be about 6 inches. So I'm like, dude, what was you looking at? But yeah, a lot of people, man, they ain't gonna switch up their barber. They'll break up with a significant other quicker than they will their barber at their salon. Hey, cat's been going to their barber dedicated for about 10 years, but won't stay in a relationship for 6 months.
That's very true. That's very true.
So shout out to all the barbers out there, all the hairstylists and all the cosmetologists, everybody in the beautification world. But yeah, definitely check out the main man, Reggie, over at, what was the name of the shop again?
Darn, it's Solar Salons.
Solar Salons.
Yes.
All right, no doubt.
By
no
Trader
doubt.
Joe's on Prosperity Church Road.
Got it. All right. So, Jay, what's the good word for today, man?
Well, today is a very interesting subject. Today, we are talking about New Year's resolutions, the things that can make us, break us. I know it breaks me every year because that's one of the things I have the hardest time keeping up with.
Resolutions?
Yes.
Why is that, sir?
I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes I feel like, well, me. I didn't talk about me personally. Sometimes I make some really, really hard resolutions to keep. And maybe instead of, you know, making them a little simpler, I try to go for the gold every time.
Okay.
Maybe I should go for bronze, but I try to go for gold, you know.
So what's one of the resolutions that you hadn't kept from like 2015?
Oh wow, that's going back in the day. One of my resolutions that I have not kept. Told myself I was gonna stop cussing.
I don't even know why you lied to yourself like that.
That's a hard one.
I don't even know why you lied to yourself
I don't know. I really say I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to stop cussing. And then I was like, maybe I say I'll stop cussing as much. And I did it for a good week or two. And then something happened. I was in traffic. And I was like, man, this motherfucker right here. So yeah, it's tough. Sometimes I put myself in a bad predicament by making these false promises to myself that I can do it. But
man, with your driving record, you know you ain't going to stop cussing.
Hey, man. Hey, man, it happens.
What about you, Chelsea? You got any resolutions that you haven't kept?
Let's see. So each year, sadly, I always say, I'm going to save more money and shop less. And it just doesn't really happen. I spend more money and I do save. So I don't want to sound like a bum, but I don't save to my potential. For some reason, I plan for it. And then I just kind of like pinch away at it. And then I'm just like, oh, somebody had that all. I need to get that too. So it's like, it never works out. So
how much did you pinch for that ugly ass sweater though?
My sweater?
I don't think there was a lot of pinching involved.
My sweater, you know, it cost a little something.
I mean, you know. Yeah. Put a little something in it.
Put a little something on
it. Now, did you decorate it yourself or did it come like
that?
Oh,
no. It came like this.
Okay. Oh, I mean, it does got a lot of glitter on it.
And for those who can't, well, obviously nobody can see except for us in the studio. But so it's a red and white kind of Where's Waldo looking-ish type sweater with a reindeer on it, and the reindeer has on this green and white scarf, and then like the little pipe cleaner gold type things for horns. So it's very interesting decor.
Yes.
Very interesting. You might need to check back for that Halloween part. I think you might have won.
Yeah, they might have your presents still at work.
Yeah, I think you might have got that one. So saving money. That's been
saving money, and probably everybody's in the world working out / fitness weight loss. I have struggled with that for years and years.
You are in the building with the right person because I'm a certified personal trainer. So usually around this time is when my business picks up because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
With you being in the fitness world, do you really see the craziness of how people go from eating and then the first coming is like, I need to hit the gym?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's cyclical. January, February, January to about Valentine's Day is when everybody's in the gym heavy. That's when people that you rarely see in the gym, everybody's crowded in there. For the regulars, we just looking like, man, y'all gonna be out of here in about another 5 weeks, if that. So then it spikes January, come Valentine's Day, it's then tapered off, and by springtime, it's back to the norm.
That sounds like college. Your first week of college, 3-4 weeks later, class empty.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I find it when I, like, this time of year, like, especially during, like, January hit, like, I try to go to the gym in the mornings. I have no issues getting on a treadmill or a stair, you know, whatever, elliptical. January 1st, where these motherfuckers come from? Everybody's in here. It's like, I got to wait in line to get a ticket just to get on an exercise machine. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You ain't getting on no treadmill in January.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Oh, no.
All the cardio equipment is gone.
It's just like, man. But then, again, like you said, it's very interesting. It's funny because it's the same notion every year.
Yes, every year.
So it's like people are trained to say, hey, I'm going to go. I'm going to try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fall off. So I think it's an interesting trait how people use New Year's resolutions to get back in the gym only to last but so long.
Well, that's the case with most people's a lot of people's resolutions. You know, it's just, it becomes more of a tradition than actually resolving to do something different, because you don't got to wait till the new year to do something different. You can do that at any given moment. It's that, just a thing to do.
That's true, but a lot of people have the psyche that it's so much easier to start, because a new year, a new you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fresh time to start. It's the first of the year. It's almost like, I don't know if you picked this up, E, with you being a personal trainer or not, but sometimes I feel like it's easier for me to start on a Monday working out than it is to start, you know, like on a Thursday or Friday. I don't know. I think it's just something in the brain.
It's a mindset because we're conditioned to be wired for a Monday through Friday schedule. Mm-hmm. So every Monday is the start of a new week. So new goals, new challenges, and, you know, whatever, whatever. My thing is, every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity. Every hour is a new opportunity.
That's true.
Why wait another minute, week, months to do something that you can start right now? So that's why I don't even make New Year's resolutions.
Not a one?
Nah, I don't need to. I got goals, but it's not just because it's a new year. I got goals all the time.
But what?
It's not a New Year's goal or New Year's resolution. It's just goals, stuff I want to accomplish.
That's interesting. I think for me, I think a society plays like a huge piece into it, because like it's very popular to do vision boards. People are doing that.
I've done those before.
The New Year's resolution. So it all kind of like morphs into one, and then it's like this big to do. Like I'm going to, like James said, new year, new me. That's the type of situation. But I agree. You definitely don't need to wait to the new year if you truly want to make that change.
So do you find, because you mentioned vision boards, that's very interesting. Do you find people doing more vision boards now around New Year's time?
Yes.
Okay. I know in my family for sure, we definitely do that. Like the last week of December, we start creating them for what we want, you know, the next year to be, look like.
So does the vision change from year to year? Are you actually accomplishing the stuff that's on your vision board, or are you just doing arts and crafts?
Well, if my family is listening, yes, we accomplishing those goals. But in actuality, it's arts and crafts for us.
So it's just, you know, bonding time. But yeah, you're right. It becomes more tradition. Because Jay, you was at the crib that time we did the vision board party at my spot.
I was like
September, October, just because, well, it was a hidden agenda behind it.
That's a whole other story.
But yeah, it was definitely dope to see cats talk about their visions, but not just because it was a new year, but things that people actually want to accomplish. But you're absolutely right, Chelsea. It becomes more of those societal traditions to make New Year's resolutions, to go heavy in the gym or go hard in the gym in January, and then by February it's back to the norm. So it's just more cyclical than anything else. But that's why, for that reason, I don't have a need personally to make New Year's resolutions. I just make goals.
I like it though. I mean, I honestly can say, as much as I might talk shit about somebody that does a resolution, I like the fact that people do try. You know, it gives some kind of credit to the world to say, hey, I am trying. Because there's a lot of people out here ain't doing nothing. I know a lot of people make a resolution and still do the same thing. Don't go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Don't change nothing. But, you know, I'm going to try this year. I'm going to try to go to the gym. And did you ever buy a membership? No. Did you ever go run? No. I just like the spirit of trying. I like, you know, because we live in a world these days that a lot of people fake it till they make it. Mm-hmm. So they'll talk a good game, but they have no action behind it. So I actually applaud people that do say, I have a resolution and actually try. Now, I mean, a lot of people fall off the boat. I mean, you know, 70-80%. But that 20% that make it, I applaud them for, you know, making it through and achieving their New Year's resolution. So I have a question. Has there been a resolution that you have achieved, Justin?
Well, I guess this year my goal was to lose weight, and I have lost 25 pounds. I didn't meet my for the year weight loss goal, but I have made strides towards it. So
congratulations.
Yes, she did.
Congratulations.
Yes, she did. Good job. Good job.
Two snaps for Chelsea.
Snap. How much work went into that?
Let's see. Definitely changing my eating habits. That was really key for me because I like working out. I like kind of like the gym and all that kind of stuff. But I would see some progress, but it really had to come down to like diet. So I just kind of conditioned my mind. Well, you know, because I really love sweets. I love all the things that you shouldn't eat, fried food, soda, all that kind of stuff.
Ooh, don't.
So I just had to say.
I don't like fried food.
But
I do like sweets. Go ahead,
Jessica. Oh, so I just had to say, well, you know what the outcome is, continuing the little Debbie cakes and Publix cupcakes. So I had to say enough is enough and just really focused on that and winning that battle every day. Honestly, I broke it into days, turned to weeks, and then seeing the results definitely keeps you motivated.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's one of the biggest motivations it is for any resolution or any goal when you start seeing that weight drop, you start seeing those results. Or, you know, going back to what you were talking about in terms of saving money, you start seeing that bank account grow.
Yeah.
Now that's sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nothing sexy than seeing that bank account grow.
Like, there's a lot of things just where they look good. But when them numbers start going up, boy, you be like, I don't want it to go down.
You know what? I ain't even going out this weekend. I'm going to stay in the house and save that money.
Mm-hmm. Cull up with this dang on app over here. This Wells Fargo.
Let me see my bank account. Yeah. Oh, okay. It look good.
Yo, on a side note, I saw something crazy today. One of my coworkers, he sent me this link to a Yahoo-like thing that was out. I thought it was the funniest thing when she was talking about food. And this goes to show how much we try to, like, you know, I know we're trying, like, people try to lose weight for their resolutions and stuff like that, how much these companies out here are against that. KFC has starter logs now. And starter logs do go in your fireplace. But when it burns, you smell of, I know it's crazy, you smell like fried chicken and stuff like that. And I thought that was crazy. I was like, really? So I can put a starter log in here and make my house smell like KFC now. Okay.
Well, they got bacon scented candles. They done had that for a few years.
Oh my gosh. Too much.
Yeah, they make money off of us eating and being overweight. So it's a big business. And it's funny, you know, while we're on the topic of weight loss and New Year's resolutions, around the January time frame is when you see search results on Google start to spike for weight loss, gym, fitness. So everybody's not even just going to the gym, but searching for it as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you said, Jay, fast food industry, yeah, they profit off of us eating. So nah, they don't want you to lose weight. They want you to come on here and keep eating. So, you know, if we can get your house smelling like chicken, if we can put these commercials in your face, if we can sell you these bacon candles or, you know, whatever, come on in here. We got something for you.
And it's funny. Like, I'm reading and it says the KFC fire logs sell out. I'm like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Ain't that crazy?
Hey, that's about as bad as, what was it? Maybe about 6-7 years ago when Oprah was what you do, buy people chicken or something? Like, you showed up with a coupon and got some free chicken from KFC.
Oh, wow, really? Remember that? Oh, shoot. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, this might have been like 06, 07. Yeah, it was crazy because, what was it? I think you just showed a coupon or something like that. And everybody was lined up out their mama going crazy to get a two-piece and a biscuit.
They two-piece are dark, and they was,
well, speaking of KFC, I never really liked that chicken. Never liked the chicken because it was never crispy. It's always mushy. How do you have mushy skin on chicken? That's not fried chicken. I don't know what they're doing. They got some frozen fried chicken.
Debate me.
Hmm?
Debate me on that.
On what?
So who's your fried chicken person? Who's the best one?
When I was eating fried chicken, Bojangles.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Trash. Popeyes is number one.
Well, we just got Popeyes here. So how can we really relate? It ain't even that many Popeyes in Charlotte.
You better find them.
They do got some crispy chicken.
The chicken is always hot, fresh. It ain't never it ain't never cold. Bojangles will serve you out some trash chicken. You have to circle back.
Bojangles, if y'all ever want to sponsor us, just don't listen to this episode, but we understand. So what about you, E? Any resolution that you never, that you have achieved? Oh, I forgot you said you didn't do resolutions.
I don't make resolutions, but I was talking in terms general terms of goals.
Yeah, some goals that you have achieved lately.
Starting a podcast was one.
It's a big one.
And it's funny, it didn't even start out exactly as a goal. It started out because me and one of my partners was going through some relationship issues, and he was just starting his videography business. So we was chopping it up, having some real deep talk about, you know, relationships and just, you know, things, kind of more of those societal things that people don't talk about that get swept under the rug. And we was just talking one day, and we was like, yo, it'll be dope if we just let the camera run and record this conversation that we're having right now, because these are the types of conversations when you're talking about men crying, men going through pain, relationship issues, things like that. Most people don't talk about that. So that kind of morphed into what we have now in the podcast. So, you know, that was definitely a accomplishment for this year.
That's
flipping the cars, you know, me and Jay started doing that
that's a good one too.
A couple months ago, in the process of finalizing my edits on a book that I'm working on.
That's big. I like that.
So yeah, this year has been a big year for me. Big year. Forgiving my father.
That was a
huge goal. And that's, you know, a whole nother podcast there. But I was carrying some bitterness for some things that had taken place back when I was younger that I was still carrying a subliminal grudge with him about, and was finally able to forgive him towards the end of last year. So, yeah, that was a huge goal. So, yeah.
Anybody you tell anything other than the losing weight thing you want to add that you might have achieved?
So, yeah, I forgot. So shout out to Wells, getting on at the bank. That's one of my goals. That's one of the things I wanted to do right out of school. So finally made that happen. I was like, I want to work for one of the banks. So I was proud about that.
Now, how long have you been out of school?
This month today makes 4 years exactly.
Okay. So, and then you've been with Wells how long?
Like 3 months.
Okay, got you. So check that one off the list.
Check that one off the list. I was like, okay, all right, you did that.
All right, no doubt. What about you, Jay? We ain't here with your what your goals are.
The
resolutions.
What, the resolution or the ones I've achieved?
Well, both. What are your goals that you've achieved, and then what are your new resolutions, new goals that you got for the incoming year?
So I've had a lot of stuff happen in my life recently. I know after my last business, I always said I wanted to start a new one, and I did it this coming year. I have an app coming out the beginning of the year next year. Along with that, we started, you asked me to join a podcast, which I was surprised in my life. That was great. My brother over here, Ernest, asked me to join. The flipping cars thing actually came funny because I actually always wanted to do it, and you kind of already doing, so that was a good thing. Let's see what else. This year coming up, I actually want to, my goal is to not have any business ideas in my head that's not actually out starting. And I mean by, like, on paper, planning, business plans. My plan is to have all these things going and not sleeping on them, because I feel like time is flying. Like, I just looked up and I'm like, shoot, it's Christmas. Where did Thanksgiving go?
Christmas 2018.
2018. That is crazy, man. Like, it's just, I don't know, time is flying for me. And I'm like, I want to get stuff done. And I know people say you shouldn't rush and, you know, you got time. But I just want to see the fruits of my labor. So I just want to get it going while I'm young and still can, you know, pump stuff out, get this work going. I want to put this work into my life and make sure that, you know, I have my dreams out there and, you know, pushing hard. So a lot of people I know talk about how much ambition I have. So if I have all this ambition, I need to use it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people have ambition, but that's worthless without action.
That's true. And that's the hardest part, which is another subject I know we're going to get on one day. But action behind your ideas is it's what makes it work. Mm-hmm. It's the mechanics of it, but people don't understand what goes behind it. It's so much harder than it is. People just don't know. I mean, even getting a job at Wells Fargo is not easy. Did you just apply? I'm like, oh, I'm good. Or,
Listen. How many applications have I done for Wells Fargo in the 4 years? Yes, it's a major accomplishment, but absolutely putting action behind that goal or idea is important.
Yeah, other than that, you're just talking.
Right.
You're just talking. That's like somebody who has the most brilliant idea, but it never gets implemented. Well, there's no point in even having an idea if you're not going to put any action behind it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. One of my other ones is probably less fear. Mm-hmm. People think that fear doesn't exist in people that start businesses or want to be entrepreneurs or just pure changes in their life, but fear is always there. Fear is huge. I've had so many fears doing stuff, but I want less. You're always gonna fear something. Starting something new is always, you always have fear because you don't know, you fear the unknown. Mm-hmm. So my thing is to try to be less fearful and just getting out there and doing what I need to do.
Wow, I love that one. I didn't even think about that, but I'm trying to think about some of the goals or resolutions that I have had. I think fear was definitely something that stopped me. And which is bad because you don't even get to where you could be for fear of failing. So
what was one of those things that fear kept you from doing?
My background is accounting, and everyone always talks to, like, so the, I guess, like, the best of the best is to become a CPA. Mm-hmm. And so, that test is hard. And so right out of school, like, I started studying for it, but then I kind of let, well, so many people don't pass and you know, you might not pass. And I kind of let that, like, creep into my head and build up like a block or a wall against the test. So I'm like, because I was afraid and didn't give it my, like, undivided 100% attention, I feel like I, you know, failed at it and just kind of gave up because I was like, oh, well, what if I don't pass? What if I try so hard and I don't pass? Like, how am I going to feel with that, like, I guess, rejection aspect? And so unfortunately I kind of did give up on that, but now I'm in the audit space, and so I'm working on a different certification, and I hear people kind of with the same thing, but I feel like I'm mature now and I'm just like, okay, it may be hard for them or I might not get it, but I'm gonna give it my best effort, and I'm gonna block all that out and do my best, whatever comes with that.
You make 0% of the shots that you don't take.
Absolutely.
So you're guaranteed to fail if you never try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you, E? What kind of fears have held you back in any of your things that you wanted to do, or even in the upcoming that you may want to do?
At this point, nothing. But previously, one of my goals had been to open my own gym. Fear definitely held me back from doing that because, and when I say opening my own gym, I'm talking about completely stepping out of the 9-to-5 and becoming a complete entrepreneur, not just doing it in my part time. So it was definitely a lot of fear with not knowing whether it's going to succeed or fail, if I'm going to have enough to sustain how I want to live, you know, the whole 9 yards that comes with that. And I decided not to do it, you know, because fear held me back. But looking back on it, I don't regret it because it still I'm still doing things in the health and fitness arena, but then looking at how the landscape has changed for personal trainers and gyms and all that. 10 years ago, you didn't necessarily have a personal trainer on every block, or you didn't have so much access to free workout videos and apps and, you know, all those things, you know, at home DVDs, the whole nine yards. So the market has become flooded and to a point, in my opinion, of oversaturation. So I don't have any regrets about not doing it. And now really one of my biggest goals is to be debt free.
Yes.
That's first and foremost out of anything, being debt free, because once I do that, that frees up a lot of finances, that frees up a lot of time. You have a lot more leverage when you don't have this cloud of debt hanging over your head. So right now, everything that I'm grinding for is driven towards that.
Financial freedom.
Financial freedom. If you ain't got financial freedom, you really don't have freedom at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was going to ask something, and it slipped my mind. So, what's some of the long-term goals that y'all have? Maybe long-term resolution. Not necessarily New Year's resolution, but what's some of those long-term goals 2, 3, 5 years down the road that y'all are looking to accomplish?
100% self-employed.
Yes, sir.
100%. No half, no... I still work my job and got this, you know, doing my business on the side, 100% self-employed. My own boss. Like, me personally, I want to be able to control who... I want to be able to control my life now. I want to be able to say, I don't want to attend that meeting, or y'all attend that meeting, or I think this is the way things need to go, because that's all my life has been, is just, well, you need to make sure you're at this meeting. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're on time. Make sure you take these notes.
Oh, it's 8:03. Where's Jamie?
Yeah, you know. Oh, we're going to throw this meeting on your calendar at 5 o'clock your time. We know you got to go home, but I think you'll be okay. I'm just tired of it. That's old to me now. Looking up at these gray walls, you know, sitting at a computer looking at, oh, for y'all that don't know, I do computer coding. So I'm looking at a computer all day, and I'm coding, and I'm look up from 2 hours of coding. The only thing I see is gray walls, and I'm like, shoot, can I see some better, you know, environment or something from looking at this code all day? So I got to have a different environment with me. I got to do that. So that's part of my long-term goals. And to continue traveling.
It's funny you mentioned the self-employment, complete entrepreneurship. I was at a meeting yesterday with some contractors, and one of them, well, actually both of them own their own business, you know, engineering, design, the whole nine yards. So we were just kind of sitting around joking about, you know, pay, whatever. I can't remember exactly what he said, but, you know, we looked at him. We was like, yeah, you deserve a raise. He was like, yeah, I think I'm going to give myself one.
That's like the best feeling. That's right. Almost as close to me sleeping with my Wells Fargo app. But I mean, can y'all imagine how that would feel just to tell yourself, instead of waiting to the end of the year? You know, that's one of the things we wait for. The end of the year bonuses, when you like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a raise today. Or, you know, I'm going to give myself a bonus today. I did good. Right. Let me give myself a bonus.
That freedom.
Man, that's just.
And control, that sovereignty.
I don't know if a lot of people understand what that even feels like. Just to even yearn for that. I yearn for that. It's no more dreaming, and I think a lot of people think about it every day. I yearn for this. This is what I wake up and want to do. Like, I want to control. I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's a dream, but it's now about to be my reality.
There you go. Keep grinding for it.
Yep.
Grind a day to shine tomorrow.
If all those that are out there, I mean, y'all keep listening to us. We're going to have an entrepreneur podcast coming up soon, but just remember, man, entrepreneurship is like incredible. It is incredible. The feeling of your hard work actually meaning something to you, instead of your hard work meaning something to a company, greatest feeling in the world.
So what about you, Miss Chelsea? Long-term goals on the horizon.
Long-term goals. So, and I think not to keep talking about weight loss, even though I am low-key obsessed about it right now.
That's all right.
The more so, I think, which also helped me, the changing the lifestyle, the healthy lifestyle, incorporating that. So not necessarily I'm going because, I mean, I am, I have a goal in mind, but I'm going because it's like, you know, we got desk jobs. We sit down all day. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, if you continue, you know, if you eat poorly, you sit all day, you don't get up and be active, that's not good for your health. You're going to, you know, maybe have a heart attack, get diseases, all kind of stuff like that. So I'm like, exercising, just keeping that a part of my lifestyle, not necessarily, you know, joining CrossFit gym or something like that, but just regularly just moving
overall
around.
Fitness
and overall fitness and health, and, you know, being conscious of what I'm eating. Not saying, you know, I'm still gonna get that Publix cupcake, okay?
That Popeye's chicken too.
Don't forget that crispy chicken, okay? But maybe not as often as I was doing it. So that's definitely one for me. James, I want to get there, but I'm a little bit, like, not at that point. So, okay. To the 100%, like, entrepreneurship, but I'm not there yet.
It's levels to it.
I want to just, like, you know, continue to grow my career, get promoted, move up in the ranks within the bank.
Hey, E, do you think, let me ask this for Chelsea. How old are you?
26.
26, right? Do you think that the age depicts the type of, like, resolutions and the type of, what'd you say? You don't do really, you do
goals.
Your age depicts the type of goals. Like, you think the younger you are, you have different goals than someone like me, or you think it just depends on the person? I mean, what do you think?
Combination of factors. Age definitely plays a factor in the type of goals that you have, mm-hmm. because your goals are dependent upon your circumstances and your lifestyle. So my goals at 33 are different than my goals, some of them, when I was 26.
Could you imagine if you had the same goals now at 26 as you had at 33?
Some of them I did, which is why I'm getting closer towards my goals.
Right, because they're
more long term. I mean, financial freedom has always been a goal. So, you know, I've always worked towards that. But, I think age definitely plays a factor, because, you know, typically we mature as we get older, so some of our goals should become more mature. You know, when you're younger, your goal might be to get a job at Wells, or, you know, make a six-figure salary, or, you know, drive this type of car, or live in this neighborhood, or be married by this age. But once you get a little bit older, it's funny. You know, when you're younger, you might be 21 saying, I want to be married at 30. Then 30 hits, you're like, wow, time went by fast.
Say it ain't so. My 26-year-old self, when I was 21, I was, oh, yeah, I'll be married, probably have my first kid. Now that I'm 26, I'm like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on?
Yep.
But see, now that makes me think, are goals driven by society too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That goes back to the New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have goals based on what they see other people doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see these folks that I follow on the gram constantly traveling. Oh, I see folks traveling here. Or I see folks buying this or doing this. So I want to do it too because it looks so appealing. So subconsciously, we're always being programmed.
That's why I believe, strong believer in, you really have to pick your circle wisely. Because not even just Instagram, but the people in your circle really change some of your wants and some of your wants and needs. Like, I'm not even going to bullshit. Just keeping it straight 100 with y'all. Like, all my friends at one point had homes. And I was like, well, why don't I have one? But luckily, that was something good compared to maybe somebody like, all my friends smoke weed. Well, why don't I? So,
right,
you know.
Right.
I was lucky enough to be blessed with some of the, probably the best homeboys I ever could have. And I ended up getting me a home, but that was an investment. So I lucked up and, you know, followed the crowd with that. But it's almost inevitable to say that there's no way you're not going to follow the crowd with everything. There's something that you're going to hit your mind and you're not even going to know because everybody else is doing it. But at least if you're in the correct circle of people, that hopefully the things they do will rub off on you and it'll be good things.
Right. And like you said, it all depends on the crowd that you're with, because that can be a very positive thing.
Can be very positive.
You know, depending on how you look at it. A lot of times you can be motivated by the things that you don't want in your life.
Very true.
You know, when I see you know, the single mother struggling with kids, or when I see the 65-year-old who still has to work because they've squandered away their money when they were younger and now they have to work to maintain their standard of living. I'm like, no, I don't want that. So just seeing that motivates me to grind that much harder for my goals. But you also have to be cognizant of what you're allowing to enter your mind. You know, what you see, what you listen to. You know, everything that we do is stimulated by our senses. You know, our goals are stimulated by our senses. That's
right,
what I meant to say.
Right, right.
You know, our actions are stimulated by our senses. So you have to be very conscious of what you look at, what you listen to, what you read, because it can slowly start to consume you and drive your life decisions.
Kind of like Chelsea's sweater right now, just consuming me.
Well, I know what it's going to drive me not to do.
Oh, man.
So what about you, Miss Chelsea?
Oh, wait. What'd you ask me?
So we were talking about the crowd that you have around you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that has a big place on life?
Right. And do you think age has a factor in the goals that you make?
I want to say for the age aspect, I want to say yes, but no. I definitely think, I mean, just hearing some of you guys' goals, like mine are similar. I'm not as stringent or as serious about them as you guys are. So I won't say that, you know, like, obviously, like, saving is important. I do understand that. But maybe not, like, okay, if I didn't hit exactly where I was, I don't feel, you know, as bad about it or something like that. But in a way, I mean, I guess you can have similar goals or, like goals. But if you don't, you know, if you fall a little bit short or you don't achieve them because, you know, your age or whatever, you don't feel as bad about it. It's just something you just keep progressing towards. And then the part about your circle, absolutely. I was running with some homegirls and they just, you know, shop. Or we in Miami this weekend. You trying to come? We in New York. And it's just like, if you continue to do that, I mean, you can do that life. However, it's like conscious, like, I mean, it's constant, you know, posting for the gram, posting on Snapchat to appear that I'm living this life. But it's like, okay, it's fine to travel. I'm not saying don't travel because my friends are like, you never want to go nowhere now. But it's like a fine line because it's like, you know, you don't want to do, I mean, not that traveling is bad, but you don't want to do it because your friends are going or to appear like, oh, I'm always going, I'm doing something. So
it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
When you try to run somebody else's race.
Right. Exactly. I definitely agree with that. And that's why I stay in my own lane. I do things different.
That's smart because you ain't conditioned to run their race. You definitely don't lose.
Yeah, you're going to pass out. So mm-hmm. You always got to have your own goals, your own drive. It's, you know, it's all good to be motivated by what other people are doing. You know, if it's motivating you to be a better person, to be a better you. You know, I'm motivated, you know, in certain ways by, you know, other people that I encounter. You know, I'm motivated by Jay. I'm motivated by a lot of our other homeboys because it's almost, I don't want to say competition. That's not necessarily the right word, but it's encouragement. That's a better word to say. It's like if me and Jay working out together and he see me hit 10 reps on the bench.
I'm definitely trying to hit that.
He going to try to hit 10.
And add
regardless
10.
Of the weight.
Yeah, and I might kill myself, but I'm going to try.
So, yeah, that's that, you know, that's that friendly competition because it's healthy competition. You know, it's like seeing, you know, when LeBron battles Kobe or when both of them were playing in the league together. You know, seeing them healthily battle each other because it's better for the entire league, you know, when using that example. You know, it brings out the best when Jay is doing something positive, making strides towards something. Then that encourages me. Then that encourages somebody else. So it just makes a healthier, stronger environment of individuals when everybody's feeding off of each other's positive energy.
I think one of the things people may not know is there's a such thing as healthy competition.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, like you, just to piggyback on what you were saying, if I brought it back to my reality, one of the things that, you know, encourages me, I know E was like, yo, we went to DR, so, you know, I might have went to Mexico. Yeah, think, E, where'd you go? Taiwan?
I went to Thailand.
I went to Bali. I mean, it's not like we're saying, hey, I went somewhere that cost more, I went somewhere farther. It's like, hey, you went somewhere exotic? I went somewhere exotic too. Where you going next? Oh, you going here? You know, I'm going to try that spot, but I'm also going to go here. But as you're doing that, you know that you're getting stamps on your, you're getting stamps on your passport. You're experiencing different things and different places, and the knowledge that you're getting, the wealth of knowledge is incredible. So it's not a bad competition. It's just, hey, I'm doing something. I want you to do it too. I want you to experience the same things that I experienced, because it's one thing for me to tell you, but it's another thing for you to be there. So if I don't experience the same thing, yeah, I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to be just like my boy over there and experience some of the stuff he's done. So recently I've done that, and I've keep doing it. So but I'm loving it.
You know what though? When you see, you know, other people, you know, doing things like that, you using traveling as an example, it opens your mind to different possibilities. It's like, okay, he did it or she did it. Oh, I can do it too.
Right.
That can be achieved. That can be achieved because that person did it. It's like the first person who ever ran a 4-minute mile. I can't remember the guy's name, but the first guy who ever broke a 4-minute mile. Before that, nobody had ever done it. Since then, that's standard now. Everybody does it because you saw that it can be done. So yeah, it's very healthy to be motivated by other people's achievements and their goals because it brings the best out of you.
I think a lot of times in our society, a lot of people think that's bragging. Mm-hmm. But I don't brag by saying I'm going to Bali. He's not bragging because he said he went to Thailand. I want people to experience it. I don't want to be the only one to be like, man, I rode this elephant. It was, I want somebody to be like, I rode one too. And I want to be able to go back and tell stories, because if we don't, what do we have to give back to each other? What do we have to bring to the table and say, hey, this is what I've experienced, other than we went down the bike, we hit Myrtle Beach. No, that's so much more than that.
Bike, we get played. But,
yes, very much so.
Agree. I agree with you, especially like you were saying with your homeboys, like they had houses and then you got a house. As long as it's for the positive or something to better yourself, I 1,000% agree with that.
It's helping everybody pockets get fatter.
Yes, which I hope is the goal for everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Because one of the worst things, and I always say this, one of the worst things, one of the worst feelings is regret. What if I would have kept on my weight loss journey for the whole year and not just January? What if I would have saved a little bit more when I was younger? What if I would have taken that trip? What if I would have accomplish whatever goal or resolution that I said I was going to accomplish? What if? That's always the worst feeling. So the best thing you can do is don't even make it a what if. Just say, I will.
Yeah.
What if I actually do this? Well, let me just go ahead and do it and find out. What if?
That's true. I'm with that.
Yeah. So with that, anybody got any closing thoughts before we close this thing on out?
Hey, just make sure y'all, if y'all gonna make these resolutions, give it y'all 100%.
Yeah, and don't just do it just because everybody else doing it or because it's tradition. Do it because it's something that you actually resolve to do. Resolve is, you know, that's the root of resolution. Resolve, making a change, making a sustainable change. That's what a resolution is. So do it for the right reason and make it last. What about you, Miss Chelsea?
Yeah, I agree with all that. And one thing I would say is keep it on your mind, keep it fresh. So if you have to, you know, write it smaller, put it on your mirror so you have to face it every day. Because I feel like people write them down or they have them in their mind, and after that they're poof gone. So if you have to, you know, you got a monthly reminder on your calendar, it pops up, check in on your goals, where are we at this month. So if you keep it on your mind and keep it fresh, keep those reminders, it'll definitely give you that accountability that I think a lot of people need when creating these goals to make the changes. So
that's a great point, because that's actually something that I do as well. You know, I have goals in my phone, like in my notes. You know, I have calendar reminders that pop up daily. Stop eating at 8 o'clock, you know, little things like that. I have little sticky notes on my computer for daily things that I need to accomplish to help me reach my goal. One of the things that I did a couple years ago I wrote down on my refrigerator, on a little magnet on my refrigerator, what I thought my biggest flaws were. And that way I see it every day, you know, impatience and greed. Two of the biggest weaknesses that I've always been trying to work on. But by doing that, like you said, Chelsea, it keeps it fresh on your mind because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Well, if it's in sight, it should be in your mind. And the more it's on your mind, the more it starts to flow through your actions. So you're consciously making decisions based on these things that you're seeing. It's like hearing lyrics to a song. Even a song that you don't even like. You just hear it all the time and magically you know the words to it. Yep. Like I remember, this was back in college. And I still can't stand a song to this day. Crank That Soulja Boy. Even though I used to do the dance, but that's because everybody else was doing it. You know, peer pressure is hard. But yeah, I would hear it. And I can't stand that song, but I heard it so much. A couple weeks went by, all of a sudden, I'm, yo, Crank That Soulja Boy. I'm like, I don't even like this song. But repetition.
Yep.
Hear it so much, you automatically start repeating it, whether you like it or not. So imagine doing that same thing with your goals.
Yep. I do have one more thing. So hopefully, you know, you guys listen to what we had to say and all that good stuff. But definitely affirm yourself. So if you do slip up in, you know, the beginning stages of the goal, if you do affirm yourself, it's okay. Just jump back on there, keep it fresh, and I think it'll work out this year, hopefully.
Yeah, get back up on it. Don't be scared to fall down as long as you get back up. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close it on now. Oh, Chelsea, if you got any social media information that you want to plug, any things you got going on that you want to put out there for people to share, people to get in contact with you? If not, that's okay.
I don't have social media.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Gives you more time to focus on your goals.
Absolutely.
All right, so with that, we're going to go ahead and close this thing on now. We always appreciate everybody that tunes in from week to week, gives us motivation to keep doing what we do. If you want to follow us, check us out. Well, not even if you want to follow us. Follow us.
Yes, sir.
Damn it, just follow us.
Follow them. These dudes are dope, okay?
Yes.
Yes. Hidden Truths Podcast on all social media platforms. Reach us on there. Check us out. Please subscribe. So you can catch this weekly fire that we're putting out. And if you ever want to be a guest on the show, catch us on social media, like I just said, or you can send us an email, thehiddentruthspodcast@gmail.com. As always, kings and queens, stay up. We out.